This is Old Blois, and I'm going to do a podcast today for you. Well, I'm going to start today. It's going to take me 3 or 4 weeks to tell this story. See, my girl Emily got to talking to me, and she said, what you've got to do if you're going to do a story is start at the first of it. And tell it to the end without going off on all these side tracks. And she said that was a documentation podcast. And so she helped me with this one, and she gave me some of the words. She said, Daddy said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but said, your vocabulary ain't that big. And the vocabulary, she told me, was, the words that you used and you talking. And she's right. I don't, like I told you, I ain't got much of a education. But anyway, so she helped me with this podcast, and she gave me some of the words that I use in this podcast. I didn't want you to think it that, that I know them words, because I'm honest. I wouldn't try to be something I ain't. But she helped me with this one. And so what I'm going to tell you about is this far that they had up here at school. But I'm going to start at the very beginning of the story to tell you what happened. And so I'm going to have to back up about 70 years or maybe 80 years to tell you how this started and the whole story from the time it got started until the time the fire happened about a month ago. So that's going to be the podcast, and it's going to take me I'm going to have to put it into a bunch of parts because it's a long story. So I just wanted you to know what I'm doing, and this podcast is called The Inferno. That's a word that Emily gave me. I just called it the far, and she said, well, no, it's more than a far, she said, and it was. It's one of the worst things that I've ever seen. So she said, call it an inferno, Daddy. So that's what I'm naming this podcast, The Inferno. And it's going to, if you want to listen to all the parts, then you can find out what happened down here, because it was one of the awfulest things that I've ever seen in my life. Okay, now if I'm going to tell you this story, I'm going to have to back up about 70, 80 years back when I was a little old bitty boy. See, this school up here, this schoolhouse has been here probably over 100 years. And at the first, they dreamed this swamp up here to make this community, it's just little old community back then. And they set aside a part of the land for a schoolhouse, and most of it was woods, and a lot of people was complaining about it, because they said they didn't need that much land for a schoolhouse. But my Emily said they was first sighted in doing that, because they have built the school lots of different times, and every time it got bigger and bigger. And so whoever gave that land in the first place, he planned for the future, he must have had some way of knowing how it was going to be, or maybe he was just lucky, I don't know. But he He gave them this land, or somebody did, and they built a little old bitty country school up here. And it's been built over, rebuilt at least four times that I know of. And every time they built a new school, well, it got bigger, you know, because the number of kids was greater, and so the school, they built a bigger school every time they built it. Well, I'm going to go back as far back as I can remember, which is about 80 years, and I was a little old bitty boy at that time. And they had a little old country school, and the principal was old man Tyson. And he was a good man, they say. He would have been my principal if I had gone to school. But of course, as I told you before, I didn't get no opportunity to go to school, but he would have been my principal if I had gone to school down there. And Mr. Tyson was an awful good man, they say. But he liked the kids, and the kids liked him. But you know, people, nobody is perfect. I mean, all of us has got our strong points and our weak points. Well, Mr. Tyson took it into his head that what he was going to do was build a chicken house and raise chickens so that he could have eggs for the kids down there. And, he would have chicken, you know, fried chicken, and that would be cheaper than buying the eggs and chickens on the market. And a lot of people told him that that wasn't right. A lot of people told him, they say anyway, that a lot of people down here told him that that ain't, you know, good business. But he, you know, Mr. Tyson, he was, like I say, he wasn't perfect. And so he thought that would be a good idea. And so he got some money and he put up, or had them put up, a chicken house down here. Way back in the woods, back then, it was a little old bitty. I mean, it was, way back behind the school. And they put up a great big chicken house. And when they just put, the skeleton of the outside of the building up, and then he had the shop classes, boys from the shop classes come in there and do the painting and put up the what they call fiberboard now. I don't know what they used back then, but it's called fiberboard now. And they done the painting and they put the lights up, ward the chicken house, and put up a little laboratory back there for the kids. And he bought a bunch of chickens and the boys built cages for them, and so they started gathering eggs, and the boys was assigned to gather the eggs, and they took them to the kitchen, and they had eggs, and, when you buy chickens, you know, you got a certain number of roosters. Well, they used to eat the roosters, you know, fried them, and they had fried chicken, and he thought he was doing a good thing. And that went on down there for probably 20 years. And, the school got bigger, and Mr. Tyson, old man Tyson Hard, a business manager named Mr. Burkett, and he was a business manager back there, and he was supposed to make sure that they was spending the money as best they could. You know, they was spending it what he called responsibly, you know. And so he done a lot of things, and made some changes down there. But one thing that he done was that he said he was going to put a pencil to that chicken raising to see if that was a good business practice or not. And so he took, he wrote down what they was spending for chicken feed and what it was costing them to, take care of the chickens and about how much you had to pay for eggs at the store and how much you had to pay for chicken at the store. And, he was a business manager, and he took all them figures into account. And he went to old man Tyson, and he said, "Now, Mr. Tyson," he said, "you hired me for a business manager." And he said, "I'm not trying to tell you what to do." But he said, "I put a pencil to this chicken raising, and I can tell you right now that you can get eggs wholesale for about 50 cents a dozen." Now, that was back then, of course. And he said, "It's costing you about 80 cents a dozen for feeding them chickens and raising them and getting them eggs." He said, you're losing 30 cents a dozen for every dozen eggs that you fix. And he said, "I'm just telling you," he said, "I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I'm just trying to tell you that I put the pencil to it." And he said, "I'm just giving it to you for your own information, and you can do whatever you want to do." Well, Mr. Tyson, he was a smart man. He really was. And he knowed that Mr. Burkett, knew more about business than he did. And he said, he studied about it for a day or two. And he went in and said, "Mr. Burkett," he said, "I appreciate you bringing this to my attention." And he said, "The only thing for us to do would be to get rid of the chickens." And he said, "I was wrong. I never should have bought them chickens in the first place." So they got rid of the chickens, and they started buying the eggs wholesale. And when they wanted fried chicken, they got the chicken wholesale, and they saved a whole lot of money. So that tells you where this, and I'm leading up to what happened to the chicken house after they closed it. And that's going to be in the next part of this podcast. I told you this was a documentation podcast that my girl Emily told me to do. So she told me to start back at the first, and that's what I did. I went back to where they built the chicken house, and now I'm going to tell you what happened to the chicken house after they quit using it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.